White, W.C. White, Mary. Oakland, California, February 23, 1878. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we received your very excellent letters and have just finished the perusal of them. We are glad to see that the Spirit of the Lord is rolling the burden of the work upon our children while we may be laid up for repairs. We have today attended meeting in church. A few outsiders were present. Father spoke about 30 minutes with great clearness upon God's memorials. I followed, speaking upon the importance of keeping the Bible Sabbath. I felt free, and the Spirit of the Lord seemed to attend the word spoken. At 12 o'clock, we were ready for our conference meeting. We had a precious meeting. Two bore testimony that they were keeping the first Sabbath. One was Holmes, the other a man named Brackett. He was from the state of Maine and a first-day Adventist. His utterance was so choked he could not finish. He felt too deeply to give expression in words, but the silent, repressed utterance had a powerful effect upon the meeting. Many testimonies were born. Deep feeling pervaded the meeting. The softening, subduing power of God rested upon us all. It was one of the best meetings we have ever had in Oakland. Brother Healy is an excellent speaker. He does not try to succeed as an orator, but he deals in plain facts and gets his matter in so concise and yet comprehensive shape that he makes all to understand who desire to. He is solemn and dignified. No smiles, no sarcasm, nor wit, perfectly gentlemanly. He is attractive and brings large congregations, considering the unpleasant weather. The very best of community comes to hear. What it will all amount to is difficult now to determine, but we hope sheaves will be gathered in. Edson feels considerably stirred to do something to extricate himself from embarrassment, that he may give himself to the studying of the word. We never saw Edson in the place he is now in. He and Emma visited Holmes today, and the wife of Holmes, whom they think will take the truth also. Many are attending every lecture, and reading matter is given out to all. The light will be scattered whether the people will receive it or not. But we are expecting some to accept the truth. Two or three have already come out, decided. Praise God for this. One week tomorrow, I spoke in the city to near 1,000 people. Dr. Jewell, pastor of the Central Methodist Church, sent me a strong invitation to speak on the subject of temperance. I had good freedom. Yesterday, I heard by Brother Brorson that my speech was well liked. Dr. Jewell said it was splendid. Dr. Cox said in their meeting after I left that he had received new ideas and great light in regard to Christ's overcoming in the wilderness of temptation. Dr. Jewell wished me to speak half an hour Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, but the storm was so severe, and I was suffering with cold, it was thought not best. In fact, two nights were so boisterous with wind and rain, it was a perfect tempest. Men in the orchards were propping up trees, tying them with ropes, and seeking every means to keep them from uprooting and blowing over. I shall go over this week if the weather is favorable and unite our efforts with them. Father accompanied me Sunday evening, and he made a most excellent prayer. We have decided we could do actually more good with our pens the coming year, and by seeking the rest we should have in view of gathering strength for future labors, than to cross the plains and go the round of camp meetings. Father is doing all he can in the way of writing, and if he can rest, for this is what he needs, he will gather strength to come forth and engage in labor with new energy. We have decided to take our tent to Healdsburg when the rain ceases, pitch the tent, and with the small house we already have, we can be comfortable till our new house is erected. Meanwhile, we will make the best of our time in writing and in having physical exercise. We feel deeply in regard to the matters of missionary labor in England and many other parts of the world. We need now, at the present time, means which, if we had it, should go as free as water. We are trying to sell the Morrison property and your house. We have not made these efforts until recently. We pray the Lord to open the way that we may be released from this financial embarrassment. We also pray that laborers may be raised up to work in San Francisco and Oakland. This is a missionary field and ever will be the same. There should be 2 tents manned in San Francisco and 2 in Oakland. But where are the men to labor? Here is the great need everywhere. We must pray the Lord of the harvest to raise up laborers to send into the harvest, for the harvest is great and the laborers are few.
We are not disposed to hold you back. We believe God has put His Spirit upon you. I am glad we are not where you can lean upon us. If you go to God, Mary and Willie, for yourselves in faith, He will give you wisdom, and He will lead you and teach you. Only believe. Do not doubt, and you will be guided aright. God is our only trust. We will not lean upon anyone. The mighty God of Jacob is our God. He taught His servant Jacob. He will teach us. He wants us, however weak we may feel, to trust Him fully, implicitly. No, Willie, you are none too fast. Make your plans, and in the strength of God press forward the work, executing the plans you have formed by careful study. We hope to raise some means soon, and when we get out of this cramped position financially, we will help the different missionary enterprises. We will write something soon. I have been for 3 weeks unfitted for anything by severe cold, but this will not last always. I am improving now. We have been trying to rent our house, but as yet have failed. But we can only be patient and hopeful, and the way will clear before us. I have decided to connect again with Mary Clough, if I can do so satisfactorily. She has attended all the lectures but 2. The Colonel has also attended with her. Mary reports the lectures. Glenn pays her for her work. We cannot do much without someone to help me. Father would soon become nervous should he attempt to do anything with my writings. Mary can help us both, and I have offered her $50 per month, and she may keep up her writings with other papers and gain what she can in that direction. I have not made the proposition yet to her. Shall on the morrow. We received Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 3. Glad to see it. Appearance good, not quite as thick as Volume 2. The paper must have been thinner. We feel thankful that Father is improving. He is kind, patient, and cheerful now all the time. He has gained 6 pounds since he came to Oakland, which was 3 weeks since. We feel both of all interest in the advancement of the work. We are glad to hear of any and every improvement that you are making to facilitate the work. Edson has just come from meeting. He says Brother Healy spoke in a most powerful manner of United States in prophecy. It was, unfortunately, a rainy evening, but there were 30 or 40 outsiders present. Sister Hall is filling her position well. We lodge together, and every night before we lie down to rest, we spend some time in earnest prayer to God, pleading for His blessing on ourselves, upon Will and Mary, upon Brother Abby, that God would pluck him as a brand from the burning. These seasons are very precious to us. I feel at times an unutterable longing of soul for the hour when we pray come with our petitions before God. We do love the hour of prayer. My heart ascends to God in the many waking hours at night, and I have assurance of His presence and help. Why, I feel that we must cling to God every moment with a strong, unyielding grasp. We may move forward in faith, and we shall be guided by the Lord if we trust in Him. We have the assurance that God will help us, and then why should we be faithless? We want Christ in us, and we in Christ every hour. We shall move forward understandingly if we only trust and wait for His salvation. But while we are thoroughly in earnest and active in the work and cause of God, we must be sure and self-hid in God with all meekness and lowliness of mind, work with efficiency, because God is working through us. I see our people need spiritual power, self-sacrifice, and a spirit of prayer. How can we arouse them to feel their necessity to obtain an individual experience in the things of God, that they may be living channels of light? The enemy is constantly at work to engross the minds of many who profess the truth in caring for themselves and to feel content in doing nothing for God. Oh, that they may see and may feel before it shall be too late. We have not one moment to spend in idle inaction. Every one has a work to do for the Master, and every moment is golden to them, that they may do their work while the day lasts. The night cometh when no man can work. John 9, verse 4. I hope you will not feel spurred on by my words to make greater exertion than you are now making. You must make haste slowly. Take time to rest, time to sleep. Do not bring too great a strain upon your mind. God is never in a hurry, and He does not want us to rush. He knows that we are mortal, and He does not wish us to cut short a useful life by too much labor for a short time and let it end there. Let the labor cover more time and the work be performed with greater efficiency and completeness. We are anxious for the matter I sent for. Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4. Why does no one mention it? We have decided to have Volume 4 printed here, where we can see to it, have it set for the signs, and then made up for the book. Please send the manuscript back to us. We want to use it now. Love to you all, Mother.